is playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. He is a park ranger at Mayo Park, and we're going to be talking about Mayo Park this break. Want to let you know, you can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov, click on the Mayo portion of the website. You can also call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806, or if you want to stop by in person, their physical address is 1013 Neal Store Road, and that is the address of the Education and Environment Building, and that is the office for the folks right there at Mayo Park. Good morning, LeBron Street. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners this morning.
Glad to have you out this morning and hope everything's going your way. LeBron, you know, we were just talking before we went on air. I said you were full with campers this weekend, and it's that way this time of the year. And I guess it's been that way, you know, for the last several years or so, spring, summer, on into fall time of the year. So the secret is out that Mayo Park has a lot to offer to the visitors. There you will find lots of things to do, a nature trail for walking, horseshoe pits, also a disc golf course, not to mention lots of fun activities that can be enjoyed on the lake. They have paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks available for rent. But it would do yourself a favor if you would kind of pre-book and make your reservations ahead of time, whether you're wanting a cabin, an RV hookup, a tent site, or whether you want to rent a paddleboard or canoe or kayak, because, LeBron, you only have a limited number of them, and a lot of times all of them is in use, correct?
That's correct, yes, Rob. Yesterday was a prime example. Yesterday was just a regular old Monday. It wasn't a weekend. All of our paddleboards was out yesterday, so as Rob stated, please definitely book ahead. You know, likewise with the campsites, with the campgrounds. You know, I had a lady call me yesterday. You know, she's one of my past people that like to come out, and she was trying to get a site this weekend. You know, I had to tell her, you know, those days are over with, you know, calling the day of or the week of trying to get a campsite. You must book way ahead. Now, during the week, it's just about always open. You can just about show up during the week and get you a camping spot. But it's just those weekend warriors come on Friday or Thursday, and they don't leave till Sunday. So that's what it is out there. Mayo, just give us a call at 597-7806 to make a reservation, to inquire about it. Well, like I always tell people, just come out. I have so many people, Rob, to come out there and just say, I didn't know all this was here, or, wow, you can get a cabin for $110 for the whole weekend. Yeah, I hear that so often, so it's just amazing to hear that, because just, people just don't know. So bring a friend, tell a friend, come on out to Mayo, and I can guarantee you we'll have a good time.
And you know what, LeBron? There at Mayo Park, you can meet friends.
Oh,
well, I should say meet new people and become friends. But it's always something fun going on there at Mayo Park. And, you know, other than the cabins and the RV hookups and a place to go camping, want to let you know that if you're having a wedding or looking a place to have a family reunion, they have picnic shelters available. They have the Education and Environment Building available for rent, the amphitheater. So it's a lot going on at Mayo Park. Again, 1013 Neal Store Road is the address if you want to stop in sometimes, or call 336-597-7806 for more information, or log on to PersonCountyNC.gov and click on the Mayo portion of the website. We'll have our local news report coming up in a few minutes. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. You know, playing in person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. And that is a big canvas, to say the least. They maintain the many parks throughout the county. Anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County, within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be at one of these parks. that has a walking track, playground equipment. If you go to Huck's Hansberry, they have tennis courts. Person High has tennis courts. So much fun can be had right here at home. If you're having company come in for the summertime, why not at least one day show them around Person County? As many things as it is to do, you could probably take up 2 or 3 days, spend a little bit of time at Mayo, Heiko, also at some of the parks. And you know what? That's very inexpensive entertainment.
Sure.
LeBron, if you will, got some signups going on for volleyball. Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry. We do have tomorrow, well, the 30th, which is tomorrow, co-ed adult fall volleyball is the last registration day for that. So please go ahead and sign up for that today or tomorrow. Again, co-ed adult volleyball. The season doesn't start until August the 9th, to be exact. But we must go ahead and get things in place, get different things lined up for that. Likewise, Rob, you know, it's the summertime. You know, summer was started a few days ago. But we're already preparing for the fall Little League baseball and softball league. So registration will be opening up next week for fall registration for Little League, and that's ages 4 through 12. So, you know, I know it seems like it's, well, that's a long ways away, but believe it or not, Rob, it will be here before we know it. So, again, fall volleyball registration will open up July the 6th, which is next Tuesday, for ages 4 through 12. So you got until July, you got July 6th through August the 13th. So please sign up by going in person, online, or just simply calling to sign up for that. Also, Rob, we do have correct softball signups going on for ages 16 plus. We will provide the bets, and the teams are guaranteed 10 games. With the 10 games, they are guaranteed 10 games, and they do will have a double elimination tournament at the end of the season. Now, Rob, the season doesn't start until August, but likewise with anything else, we must get people signed up and get the ball rolling. So, again, if you're interested in these things, just simply please go ahead and get signed up, because there's a lot to go into it to get registration, people registered, to get people signed up, put you on different teams and whatnot. But, again, lots going on athletics. Just give us a call or stop by the office or give us a call at 597-1755.
Sounds like some good news right there. We're going to take a break from playing in person. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Person County Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, you were saying something about a seashell craft project coming up.
That's correct, Rob. You know, the Parks and Rec, we on a big umbrella, we offer so many different things. So one of the things we're offering on July the 24th is a seashell craft project on July the 24th. Just simply call us, come by the office at Mayo, at Huck's Hansberry to register for this event, or just simply call us at 597-1755. Again, we do have a seashell art project, craft project going on July the 24th. And one more thing I want to mention, Rob, we do have a tennis tournament the end of July. Registration is open July 27th through to August the 1st. We will have a tennis tournament at Huck Sansbury. Again, simply come by, go online and register, or just give us a call and we will get you registered. Again, a tennis tournament is scheduled for July the 27th through August the 1st.
And you can get more information by calling 336-597-1755. There you can, that's the office for the Parks and Rec Department. If you want to stop in person, they're located right there at Huck Sansbury. So take advantage, and it sounds like fun. Now, LeBron, I got to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Here it is, 4th of July coming up on Sunday. Do you have any RV cabins or tent sites available?
As of now, Rob, we are 100% occupied. I do have a waiting list, so just give us a call to get your name on that waiting list. A lot of times people will cancel, or sometimes life happens, you know, stuff comes up. However, we do have a waiting list for this upcoming weekend. So not only this weekend, some other weekends, but simply like I always tell people, plan ahead. I can't stress that enough because the Weekend Warriors are there every weekend. They out there, and like I said, they come on Thursdays or come on Fridays and they leave on Sundays. During the week, you take like this week, Rob, I don't really have too many campers in there. So, again, just give us a call to start registering. Start looking ahead for any other time for the fall or any other time to come on out to Mayo. But as of this weekend, we are 100% occupied as far as cabins and the campground. But if nothing else, just come out there and spend a day out there. I have a guy, Rob, that comes out every weekend. And he just rides out there because he knows he's going to find somebody that he knows or somebody he can hang out with or somebody, you know, he'll start socializing. So just ride out there to the lake or to the campground and just, you know, experience the experiences that we offer out there.
Well, you know what, LeBron? We appreciate the job that you and everyone else does with the Parks and Rec Department doing things behind the scenes to make our lives much more enjoyable. And each and every one of the employees of the Park and Rec Department needs to be commended because they do an extremely good job of doing just that. LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good information with us this morning. So with that, I guess that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Playing in Person. Have a good day.
Yes, you too.